Hello and welcome back to the Neil Dammel Show. And in today's episode, I'm just going to be discussing the importance of hydration, the factors that might be influencing you when it comes to wealth, and also mindset wise, why your limiting beliefs are the only thing holding you back from success. So, welcome back to the show. Let's take a deep dive into today's episode. And remember, if you want this in a newsletter format, can subscribe to the Wellness, Wealth and Mindset Weekly, where you can access this on a weekly basis straight to your inbox. So health-wise this week, me and my partner have been focusing on making sure before we even get out of bed, we consume a liter of water. And this has been something that I've been very mindful of. I consume plenty of water throughout the day, so I've never had a struggle when it comes to staying hydrated. However, first thing in the morning, I'll tend to sip water throughout the day while I'm having my breakfast in place of making sure I get a litre in before I even get out of bed. And in doing so, what's happened this week, I've really noticed that I'm hydrated even before I've had breakfast, even before my day started. I'm not going to the toilet as often in the morning as I did before when I had water more throughout the day. And also it's helping me improve my digestive system in terms of me going regular when it comes to going to the toilet. So I never really have a problem with that. However, I might be going to the toilet before breakfast, where normally I would have my morning sit down after breakfast, where I've consumed more fluids through my porridge and some food. And I think it's really important as well that this has really helped me and my partner level up our hydration intake, and doing that first thing in the morning almost allows you then to take the pressure off yourself for the rest of the day and don't feel like you have to try to consume so much water throughout the day to stay hydrated. And what's happened to me in the past is that if I was drinking too much water later on in the afternoon or into the evening, I'll end up having to go to the loo in the middle of the night, which is going to disturb my sleep. So if you're like me and you're sometimes going to the toilet a lot in the night, or one or two times, and you would like to minimize that as much as possible, try to front load your day with your hydration. So get a liter in first thing in the morning, drink more throughout the day, and then ease off around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You can still have a little bit of water and other fluids, but instead of thinking you've got to try and still get a liter in because you only had half a liter throughout the day, you're only having sips just to, you know, keep you hydrated in the evening, because you're already hydrated from the amount of hydration and water you've drunk throughout the day. And this is really vital in all walks of life. 70% of our body is water. And I talked about it recently when it comes to improving people's cycling performance and just overall performance in general, that a small dip in dehydration can affect our cognitive function, impair performance, less reaction times. All these things have knock-on effects in our day-to-day activities, not just when you're doing exercise, but also trying to perform at your best at work as well. So I think if you could front load your hydration, get a liter in, or just start off with half a liter if you're just beginning, and then hopefully that will make it a bit easier to stay hydrated, which is a key element of maintaining good health. And a lot of people do struggle with trying to drink plenty of water throughout the day. And then that way, on top of that, throughout the rest of the day, you're not playing catch up. And, you know, the tea, coffee, juices that you might have alongside that is all going to contribute to what you've already had, rather than being the only form of fluid that you might have in the day. So that's my takeaway tip this week. Health-wise, make sure you front load your hydration. Get it a liter, 500 milliliters to a liter first thing in the morning. Before you get out of bed, have it by your side. So as soon as your alarm goes off, get up, drink that, and then start your day. Wealth-wise, this week, I want to recommend you to a guy called Robert Rich. And this is a guy who's done a few books, such as Saving Capitalism, The Common Good, The Workers of Nations. I've personally not read them, but I've been following him on Instagram. And he puts out some really good, insightful information on his page. And in today's society, it's really interesting to understand the wealth gap and we've talked about before, even an abundance mindset or restrictive mindset. But he really talked about how the system itself, in terms of the that run governments in America, mainly from America because he's American, but obviously you could relate that to people in the UK or other governments, and how they've shaped the environment around us to make it feel like we are struggling for a certain reason out of our control. It's just the way life is, when actually it's almost like a game that's being rigged in order to facilitate their wealth and them get wealthier, while the lower level of people, you know, that might be struggling on minimum wage, for example, never really have an opportunity to get themselves out of it. And, you know, I firmly believe that we can all make positive changes in our own lives and get wealthier, fitter and healthier by the actions we personally take. However, it's really interesting to understand the narratives that's been going on, because obviously, unless sometimes you have a helping hand, it can be a lot more challenging to climb that ladder. So I think check them out, really good. I'll post the links in the show notes. You can check them out on Instagram. Really, really good information to talk about, to discuss, especially what's going on in America at the moment as well, with them increasing the amount of debt that they can borrow, where they need to pay that all back, and what's going to happen maybe in the future, you know, when it comes to the amount of debt that not just America has, UK has, you know, how we're much borrowing so much money, and they're cutting taxes for the rich when all this needs to be paid back. So it's a really interesting narrative. Check them out. I'll leave it at that, and make up your own minds when it comes to wealth equalities and how you want to look at that from your own perspective. And if you've got any comments or questions, you want to share any of them with me, then post them in the comments to this video or in the show notes, or head over to my Instagram to ask me some questions and have a chat with me over there. And mindset wise, I was having a conversation this week with someone who reached out for my private coaching, and I was having a chat to them, first of all, just to understand, see if I could help them, first of all, and get an understanding of what their goals and struggles might be. And they were a middle-aged woman who did a lot of triathlon, excellent, but struggled with an eating disorder when they were younger, and also felt that even though she was fit and healthy from the exercise point of view, she still struggled to maintain a healthy weight. And the questions I was posing and asking was, you know, how do you feel about that? What things have you tried? And, you know, why do you feel like this? And her narrative was that it's a struggle to be a middle-aged woman. And I felt that that is a narrative, obviously, that she has in her head. And I asked her about what diet she might have tried in the past. She said, I don't do diets because I've had an eating disorder. And I understand diets has a bad connotation in terms of its restrictive approach. However, what you eat day to day is your diet. So essentially that's what I was asking. However, because of these narratives that she's had in her head through past experiences, those are the things that are going to always hold her back unless she addresses them. She was approaching me because she wanted to try my coaching 14 days, which you can, if you want to click the link in the description, you can try my coaching 14 days for free. See if you like it, experience, work with me. We'll have a chat before you jump on board, see if it's the right fit for you. And then if you want to continue, obviously we can have a further chat as well. So she was having a chat because she reached out when it comes to my coaching, and I was trying to understand if I could help her. And it turned out that me approaching from a diet perspective and obviously a physical health perspective wasn't going to be the solution. And generally 9 times out of 10 is never the solution to someone's problems, because you can always jump on an exercise class or a restricted diet and get fitter and lose weight. The key is why you don't lose weight, or the key is why do you rebound and put that weight back on once that habit slows down for whatever reason. And a lot of time, and 9 times out of 10 it is our minds, our mindsets, our stories we have inside of our heads of why we can't do this. If something goes wrong or a stressful event happens, we might comfort eat and we always gravitate back to food. So I think it's really important to understand the relationships you have and how the coping mechanisms you have with your mindset more than it is, I need to do this diet and be restrictive, because we can all be disciplined and motivated initially, but life gets in the way and life becomes challenging 9 times out of 10, and you're always going to have a roadblock and a hurdle that you have to overcome. And the key is, how are you going to deal with that? How are you going to overcome that? What strategies do you have in place to do that, to overcome it, so you can continue to progress and focus on the positives and achieve the results and lasting results that you want in the future? Because if you jump from diet to diet, from exercise plan to exercise plan, you're just going to continue that cycle for the rest of your life. And you need to understand why you continue that cycle, the narrative of why you're doing that. Not that diet work didn't work, that exercise plan didn't work. They all work if you stick to them long enough. And obviously it's also finding how you can stick to them for the rest of your life and make health and well-being, how you eat and exercise and how you're active, main staple of your day-to-day life. It's no good doing it for a period of time just to get on holiday and have a few pounds off before you get in your swimwear, or to lose a few pounds after Christmas. All these things are temporary fixes to a deeper rooted problem that you're having with yourself when it comes to the narrative you have in your mind of why you can't achieve it. And when things become a struggle, you put the brakes on and you gravitate maybe towards food, or cut back on exercise, or if it gets too busy at work, that becomes a priority and your health becomes second. So until you actually change that narrative and put yourself first and everything else becomes second, one, if you're healthier, everything else will be easier, and two, but putting yourself first, all of these things will evolve, and how you do one thing is how you do everything. So there is a knock-on effect if you're sacrificing certain things for your own health. What else are you sacrificing in your life as well? So something I want to share with you this week, just after a conversation with someone around their mindset. So if you are looking to manage your weight, if you are looking to get fitter and healthier, faster as a cyclist and leaner, but you want to maintain that consistently and you don't have to consistently be worried about yo-yo dieting, spending weeks where you're restrictive and then putting that weight back on again, then focus on the narrative of why these things happen and maybe dig a little bit deeper, undercover some events in the past, what experience you've had. Might not always be comfortable, but in order to be more comfortable, you have to be uncomfortable, and that way you can evolve and develop more as a person. And if you want to know more about my 14-day trial, like I said, the link will be in the show notes and description below. And you can have a chat with me before signing up, and we can have a discussion, see whether that is the right fit for you. But within our coaching, it's not just about diet, it's not just about exercise. It is about uncovering the story that you have within yourself in order to overcome the challenges that have been holding you back all these years when it comes to looking after your health, and make those obstacles, we can overcome those obstacles together, and fingers crossed, make you a healthier mentally and physically individual to manage your health and well-being in the long run. So like I said, link in the show notes below if you want to check it out. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for watching for this week's Neil Danwell Show. Obviously, it is a new newsletter. If you want to access the newsletter, Wellness, Wealth and Mindset Weekly, the link to sign up for free, where you get a copy to your inbox every Friday, is in the show notes below as well. And if you haven't done so, and you're an avid listener or watcher of this show, please head over to iTunes, send us a review. Really appreciate it. Really help out the podcast to grow and get access to more people. So if you've got 5 minutes, please head over there to lend us a quick review. So thanks for watching again. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you again next week.